translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Thereafter, accompanied by plenary expansion, the fully opulent Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all auspicious for the entire universe, was therefore transferred from the mind of Vasudev to the mind of Devaki. Devaki, having thus been initiated by Vasudev, became beautiful by carrying Lord Krishna, the original consciousness for everyone, the cause of all causes, within the core of a heart, just as the east becomes beautiful by carrying the rising moon. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As indicated here by the word manastha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was transferred from the core of Vasudeva's mind, or heart of the core of the heart of Devaki. We should note carefully that the Lord was transferred to Devaki not by an ordinary way for a human being, but by diksha, initiation. Thus, the importance of initiation is mentioned here. Unless one is initiated by the right person who always carries within his heart. Let me read again. Unless one is initiated by the right person who always carries within his heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot acquire the power to carry the Supreme Godhead within the core of one's heart. The word achyutamsam is used because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sad Aishwarya Purna, full in the opulence of wealth, strength, fame, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation. The Supreme Godhead is never separated from his personal opulence. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.39, Ramadi Mirtis Kale Niyamena Tista, the Lord is always situated with all his plenary expansion, such as Ram, Narsingha, and Varaha. Therefore, the word Achyutamsam is specifically used here, signifying that the Lord is always present with his plenary expansion and opulences. There is no need to think of the Lord artificially as yogi do. Dham vahisita tad gatena manasa pasyanti yam yogina. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.1. Yogis meditate upon the Supreme Personality, Supreme Person within the mind. For a devotee, however, the Lord is present, and his presence need only be awakened through initiation by the bona fide spiritual masters. The Lord did not need to live within the womb of Devaki, for his presence within the core of the heart, core of her heart, was sufficient to carry him. One is here forbidden to think that Krishna was begotten by Vasudev within the womb of Devaki, and that she carried the child within her womb. When Vasudev was sustaining the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, he appeared just like the glowing sun, whose shining ray are always unbearable and scorching to the common man. The form of the Lord situated in the pure, unalloyed heart of Vasudev is not different from his original form of Krishna. The appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere and specifically within the heart is called Dhamma. Dhamma refers not only to Krishna's form, but his name, his form, his quality, and his paraphernalia. Everything becomes manifest simultaneously. Thus, the eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full potencies was transferred from mind of Vasudev to the mind of Devaki, exactly as the setting sun rays I transfer to the full moon rising in the east. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, entered the body of Devaki from the body of Vasudev. He was beyond the condition of ordinary living entity. When Krishna is there, it is to be understood that all his planetary expansion, such as Narayan, and incarnation like Lord Narsingha and Varaha, are with him, and they are not subject to the condition of material existence. In this way, Devaki became the residence of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is one without a second and a cause of all creation. Devaki became the residence of Absolute Truth, but because she was within the house of Kamsa, she looked like just surpassed fire and like misused education. When fire is covered by the wall of pot or is kept in the jug, the illuminating rays of the fire cannot be very much appreciated. Similarly, misused knowledge which does not benefit the people in the general is not very much appreciated. So Devaki was kept within the prison wall of Kamsa's place, and no one could see her transcendental beauty, which resulted from her convincing of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Commenting upon this verse, Sri Viraraga Raghav Acharya writes, Vasudev Devaki Jathara Yor Radayor Bhagavata Sambandha. The Supreme Lord enters into the womb of Devaki from the heart of Vasudev was the heart-to-heart relationship. It's a very long purport by Srila Prabhupada. Starting again from the translation of this verse. Thereafter, accompanied by planetary expansion, the fully opulent Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all auspicious for the entire universe, was transferred from the mind of Vasudev to the mind of Devaki. Devaki, having thus been initiated by Vasudev, became beautiful by carrying Lord Krishna, the original consciousness for everyone, the cause of all causes, within the core of heart, just as the east become beautiful by carrying the rising moon. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastitadisam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Hamvande Sri Guru Dinatarine Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Here is mention. Actually, previous verse on 17, on Friday, actually, we talked that Vasudev got Krishna in his mind. His heart fully became actually Krishna conscious. The Krishna was there in his heart. And here he is saying that Krishna, he gave Krishna, transformed Krishna from his mind to Devaki's mind. Very important thing to note here, that actually we have this mundane body, and everything we talk, we see in the mundane way of life. We try to compare Krishna with our mundane life. That if Krishna can do, I can do. But we don't understand that this is Krishna. Many people actually try to become a Krishna. And they said, oh, I am the God. There are so many bogus guru. Even guru, after some time, they claim that I am the supreme person. He should worship me. In Abhaycharan, there was actually His Holiness Bhaktacharu Maharaj made this serial about Prabhupada. And in the beginning, there is a bogus guru called Falgu Baba. And actually, many people, they liked it in the beginning that because it started with the Falgu Baba. And he was carrying actually all his strength in his hair. And one of our Acharya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, challenged him. And he said, okay, you can challenge me. Because he thought that he got a power and he can do things which Bhaktivinoda Thakur can't. But in the previous verse 17, he's saying that if you carry Krishna, Krishna actually empower you. Literally, you can do anything and everything. Because Krishna has empowered you in the right way. And when Krishna is empowered his devotee, nobody can touch. When Krishna wants to kill someone, nobody can save him. When Krishna wants to save someone, nobody can kill him. That means that we should have a faith on Krishna. Totally surrender. Maro bhi rakho jo ichha tumhare. Here he is talking about Vasudeva is carrying Krishna in his mind. And in the spiritual way, if you look in the spiritual eye, through the spiritual eye, that Krishna is transformed from Vasudeva's mind to Devaki's mind. And this is called initiation. Now, what is actually initiation? The important part is actually talking about initiation. What is initiation? The Acharya is saying initiation is just commitment. Make your life regulative. Because you commit. On the day of initiation, actually, what do? In front of Srila Prabhupada, in front of Radha Gokulananda, you sit down here. And the Guru will come and say, from now, your name is Radha Vinod Das. And before he give the beads in your hand, he will ask you, how many round will you chant every day? And you have to reply, I will chant minimum 16 round a day. Then the second question will come, will you follow the four regulative principles? And you said, I do. And you repeat. There is the fire yagya. Please come. And you make vow that day to your spiritual master that from now on, I was actually chanting. Minimum at least 2 years you have to chant. You have to render some service. And after that, Guru will see whether you are qualified to take initiation. And that day he said, now you must do this. So we commit ourselves. That's regulate. That every day we want to do. Actually, I was listening the class on Saturday. It was very nice the way he explained everything on the board. That the mind, the control mind, is so difficult because whatever we input, mind just decide and actually do it. That actually, this is the thing, result. And that is mind. Mind is just take the photo, external. And according to the photo, he just says, yes, this is like that. But beyond that, mind is intelligent. The devotee has given this intelligence. To understand about this intelligence, that yes, about the mind there is an intelligence. So initiation means actually you take the vow, you commit yourself, make yourself regulative, that now I am going to actually chant my round very regular. And that is guru. Now, when we say that Vasudev heart, Krishna is in the Vasudev's heart. When Krishna comes in the heart, again yesterday I was listening His Grace Suti Dharma Prabhu's class. And what he mentioned, anyone knows what he mentioned about? Something he mentioned about the mind, the purification of mind, what he had to do. He mentioned that we have so much anartha in our heart. Mind or heart, we got so many anarthas. Kama, krodha, moha, matsarya. So all this anartha has to be removed. Unless and until the anartha is removed, Krishna won't enter in the heart. And to remove the anartha, we have to do something. We have to purify our heart. And the most powerful detergent to purify our heart is chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That means person who is actually got no anartha, very clean heart, Krishna comes and resides there. Here, Vasudev, Krishna is reciting in Vasudev's mind, in his heart. And he transformed Krishna into Devaki's mind, Devaki's heart. You can see, you don't need the process that a man and woman has to get together and actually conceive the baby. Here, actually, Krishna is just transformed from mind to mind. Actually, sometimes, actually, I think all this, especially Hollywood film, they must be reading, actually, Bhagavad Gita, they must be studying. Because there are so many films they made. They're based on Bhagavad Gita. Even the doctors, they said, actually, we don't believe in God. But before they do the operation, you know what they say? I will try my best 100%. And rest, I leave it on Him. Why they say, I try my best and I'm going to do it. It will be okay. No one is saying that. They don't believe in God. But they said, always they say, I will try for my side, I'll try my best 100%. But the rest, and that rest is more portion than actually what he's going to try. He's going to try that little portion. But the rest, that is actually depend on him. Who is upstairs? It's not my neighbor is upstairs staying. Upstairs, actually, he's always there, up there. They never say down there. They always say up. That means Krishna Loka is up there, definitely. Because even the person who doesn't know anything about Krishna, he just still say, I leave it on him up there. And whatever shall he decide, that will happen. And then he carry out the operation. But at least But nowadays, actually, we have Krishna-conscious doctors. They go with the tilak, and they operate. The person, actually, what he sees before, actually, he's unconscious, before they operate, they see the tilak, that, oh, remind him Krishna. So nice. That's why, actually, we need the hospital, we need the school, we need the school we started here. Very soon, actually, we start the hospitals everywhere. Even actually, the prime minister should be actually Krishna conscious person going with the tilak. Like Narendra Modi went to the place and actually the best ever thing I can give as the present gift is Bhagavad Gita. And he is offering Bhagavad Gita. So at least one person is there now. He's got little knowledge. And one day it will happen. Prabhupada said that one day it will happen, everyone will be Krishna conscious. Even if you tune it, your TV or tune it, your radio, there will be one thing you will call, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Everything to do with Krishna. And here he's talking about the person who's carrying Krishna. Actually, we don't have to go that far because Vasudev, in the Krishna's time, we're talking about 5,000 years ago. We don't have to go back 5,000 years ago. We have a person here. Srila Prabhupada was carrying at the age of 70, the time he actually is retired. We're looking for the retirement. That's now, actually I'm 58 and I said, okay, I'm going to retire now. 70. And that time he decided to go to Western country to America. And one thing he was carrying, nothing else. And what he was carrying? He was carrying Krishna in the heart. Though he has a heart attack, he said, Krishna, maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichha tumhare. Krishna, whatever you want to do, I'll leave it in you. I am just going across the ocean. They're doing the arthin. Okay. So I'm going across the ocean. I'm going to go to America to distribute the love of God. And that is order for my spiritual master. He didn't say that is order from you. He said that is for my spiritual master. He gave so much importance to his guru. The Krishna, this body is yours. Simply, I'm just carrying Krishna. Tisi Radha Gokulananda ki jay, Sita Ram Lashma Hanumana ki jay, Tisi Gau Nitaya ki jay, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jay. So Srila Prabhupada was carrying Krishna in the heart. And when you're carrying Krishna in the heart, whatever the thought coming, whatever the desire coming, whatever thing you want to do, is nothing but spiritual. Because Krishna is sitting in the heart. And whatever they talk nothing just but Krishna. Actually, one time I was listening to Sutapa's class, and he was mentioning about Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was doing the morning walk and on the beach. And then suddenly he asked his devotee, his student, that what these people are doing? I said, Prabhupada, they're surfing. And Prabhupada stopped. They're surfing? I think they're suffering. Never even think about that. Like, they are not surfing. They are suffering. They are suffering soul. They are suffering because they don't know Krishna. And then they were actually walking again. And then suddenly Srila Prabhupada said, can you hear that? The devotee actually, you know, it happened. Sometimes guru asks something and you very careful what you answer. You don't want to just answer. Sometimes actually the neophyte straight away answers Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj is like this. You have to be very careful what you say, what you talk about. Because here, when you're talking to guru, You are not talking to Guru. You are talking to Sakshat Parabrahma. You are talking to Krishna. You have to be very careful. You're dealing with the Krishna here now. You're not talking with that actually, the Guru, that form of Guru, that body is not just body of Guru. It's the form of Krishna. You're talking to Krishna. The Prabhupada student, the disciple, they were actually very careful. They were looking at each other, what shall we answer? And Prabhupada said again, can you hear that? And everyone looking at that. And then one disciple said, Prabhupada, that's the wave, sound of the wave. I said, that's the sound. And Prabhupada stopped again. That is not the sound of waves. That is the sound of Radharani's heart. And everyone said, Radharani's heart? He said, Radharani is just about to meet Krishna. And when she was about to, just going to meet Krishna, her heart is going like it. And look at this, you know, anything and everything. Because actually there, Krishna is actually reciting that mind. The whatever they think, whatever they talk about Krishna. Whatever they think about Krishna, nothing else. Probably actually if we walk, we see beautiful scenery, we put beautiful this, we never think about Krishna. Wow, look at Krishna, the way he made it. We just appreciate that this is like a swargaloka, beautiful. We never consider that who really made it. But the disciple, the guru, they are none different than Krishna. And Krishna is reciting that heart. The whatever they see, they relate everything with Krishna. So here is talking about that, okay, you can get initiation. Initiation is very important. To commit yourself, to regulate yourself, that reminder that I have to chant my round, I have to render the service. But here he's saying that it has to come from the perfect person. Now, there are so many gurus in the market, so many available in the market. They sometimes charge you to give some mantra. You say, give me this £10, I'll give this mantra. You just chant and be happy. They make money out of this. It's a business. So which guru is the right guru? Actually, I was just visiting one place and actually I saw they believe in something and there are three photos there, four photos. He said, this is the present guru, this is his guru, this is his guru, this is his guru. So I asked, where is he coming from? He said, yeah, he was given the knowledge from God. But how is it linked? Doesn't have an answer for that. That means, here Krishna is talking about, the Srila Prabhupada is talking about, you have to have initiation from perfect person, the perfect guru. And who is actually pure guru? Who is the real guru? The guru, if I want to see, my guru is His Holiness Bhaktacharu Maharaj. His guru is Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and then all the way to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then all the way, if we see, the link is going right to the Arjuna and to the Krishna. He's connected to the Krishna. That with whatever the message coming from Krishna, we are just repeating. And today, actually, whatever I'm saying, I'm just repeating. Nothing I'm making out of actually my own mind. Everything I'm repeating from just Krishna. And that is actually coming from Guru. Because Guru has given that knowledge. Evam paramparam prapte. It is coming from the Guru. That the Guru, this knowledge is coming. It is very important. That when we accept Guru, actually this is our right. This is actually my right. I must see my Guru, that whether my Guru is connected to Krishna or not. Yes, if he's connected to Krishna, I will accept that person as my Guru. And if you are not convinced, ask question. Because the guru means he is going to carry Krishna and he is going to talk about nothing but Krishna only. Every day in the morning, actually, we sing Sansara Dava Nalalita Loka Tranaya Karunya Gana Ganatam Prapasya Kalyana Gunanavasya Vande Guru Si Charanarvindam. That when there is a forest fire, the only fire can be clean off by only one thing. That to pour the water from the top. And who's doing this? The cloud, the rain. By only the rain, that fire can be actually stopped. In our heart, the blazing fire is going on. And that can be actually stopped by only one thing, the mercy of Guru. And how the mercy of the Guru comes? You have to actually surrender to your Guru. Once you accept the Guru, you surrender, you take the instruction from your spiritual master. And if you carry out the instruction from your spiritual master, one day the way Guru is qualified to initiate, you are qualified to be initiated. There are two things here. One, the Guru has to be qualified. How Guru can be qualified? That Guru has to be actually connected all the way, parampara, to Krishna. And if he's connected to Krishna, he's qualified as a Guru. And the second qualification of Guru, that he always carry Krishna in the heart. Here he's talking about Vasudeva is carrying Krishna in the heart and he transformed the Krishna into the heart of Devaki. What Guru is doing? Guru is carrying the Krishna in the heart and the Guru is transformed the Krishna into his disciple heart. That's why initiation is very important. Many times we say, what's the point? I don't want to take, I'm chanting. Yes, you're chanting. I'm rendering the service. Yes, you're rendering the service. But we are living in this material world. And as long as actually we are staying in this material world, the material energy is attacking us all the time. The Maya is just waiting. Even 1 second you are loose, your mind, Maya is just waiting. Actually, reality, Maya is actually guarding Krishna. The Krishna, I'll make sure that I will stay in the door. I won't let anyone come to you unless the person is 100% pure. That's what Maya Devi is doing. Maya Devi actually is just testing us. He said, Radha, we know, don't go to the temple. Sit down. You just go to sleep. Why you have to go to temple? Why do you have to go to Mangala Arati? You are tired. Take rest. I'll get you this. Your body needs a rest. Then the mind and the intelligence is working here. And the mind said, Radha Vinod, Mahadevi is right. You are tired. Just go to sleep. If you don't go to Mangala Arati, if you don't attend, if you don't give the class today, if you don't listen to class, what a big deal. Tomorrow another day. Tomorrow you can listen to the class. And if you can't, the modern technology. You can actually rewind the whole thing. Go back again. What yesterday he was talking about, I can listen to you today. Don't go today. That's the Maya Devi. But we are trying to become a devotee. And luckily, we have intelligence. And we understand the intelligence has given to that. We have an intelligence. Krishna has given the intelligence to understand that we have an intelligence above mind. And use the intelligence now. And say, Radha Vinod, yes. Wake up. Get ready. Go to Mangala Arati. Listen to the class. You don't know whether you will see tomorrow. You don't know whether you're going to live one more second. Use wisely while you have a human body. very rare to get human body. Who's saying this? The intelligent. But many times the mind win. Mind is so strong, it says, don't listen to this intelligent. He's a bevkoof, you know, he doesn't know that your body is tired. Take it easy, man. But here we have to use the intelligent. And that's just what we heard the other day on Saturday. And yesterday we heard from Suti Dharma Prabhu, again related to the same thing. And what we heard yesterday, take all the anartha out. And what is the best way to take the anartha out? One by, if deep-rooted, the anartha is very deep-rooted, very difficult to change, take them out and throw it away. The only way you can do it, by just chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So by doing this, by chanting the mantra every single day, and remembering Krishna through Guru, the first thing that you have to submissive to Guru. And you have to offer, like Srila Prabhupada offered himself to Krishna, in the actually, when he was sailing through the boat, ship, as in not boat, we call it the ship, that carrying the goods, he told Krishna, Marobi Rakobi Jo Icha Tumare. I am just all yours. If you want to kill me, you can kill me. If you want to take me there, you can take me. And I'm going just because actually my Guru has told. So we should be submissive to our Guru. We should surrender. Surrender to Guru, Marobi Rakobi Jo Icha Tumare. Please. Give me initiation. Accept me as your disciple. You are my spiritual master. And once you surrender to your Guru, there is nothing can stop you. Whether it's a mind, whether it's a Maya, they can try their best. And we can say, yes, Maya Devi, thank you very much for testing me. Thank you very much for helping me to remind me Krishna all the time that I should surrender to Krishna, I should surrender to my Guru. And this is what actually here in this verse is talking about, that one should actually surrender to Guru, one should actually initiate, take initiation. And once you take initiation, then Guru is there to help you. I got so many things. But I think last thing I will tell you, time is already 8:30. I'm lost in this material world. My heart got a blazing fire. I am handicapped without any spiritual knowledge. I'm really tired in this material world. I'm fed up with Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. I want to really come out from this miserable condition. I want to understand really who am I. I want to see the real identity. If you think these are the questions for me, I would request surrender to Krishna. Surrender to spiritual master. And to find the right Guru, I will just go to Sisi Radha, Gokulananda, Sita, Ram, Lakshma, Hanuman, Sisi Gaurnita, and say, Krishna, I am really lost. I don't know really what to do. I'm confused. I don't know myself. Actually, I want to understand myself. Really, who am I? I'm fed up with this material world. I'm fed up with Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. Please, guide me. How do I find a right person who can make me understand of all these things, and who can take me out of all these miseries and take me back to you. I'm sure Radha Gokulananda will say, Tathastu, I will find the Guru for you. It's not that someone will tell you that, you know, you should accept actually my spiritual master, he is a Guru. He's the best Guru. He's not the best Guru. The best Guru actually comes from within your heart. And how that comes? If you pray to Krishna, the Krishna will reveal that hidden, the important message to your heart, that Radha Minot, this is your Guru, accept him. So that means actually I have to listen to all the spiritual master. I have to listen to all the sannyasi. And it's not actually sannyasi, it's not a spiritual master. It means actually the person who gives you initiation, that is the only Guru. Guru means actually whoever got Krishna in their heart and give you the knowledge about Krishna, he is a Guru. And of course, above that, there is a Guru who gives the initiation. So we have actually the Siksha Guru and we have the initiative Guru. The person who gives the initiation, he is another Guru. And at the same time, you have a Diksha Guru who will give you the knowledge about Krishna. So yes, if you think that these are the questions in my life, I know that all of you have this question, all of you have accepted, but this is the message. So many people now with the technology in the internet, so many people are listening, so many people actually they browse later on and they want to find out the right answer. There is the answer that go to Krishna and ask for find a right person who can actually take you back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Actually, there are so many points. It's a very long purpose, but just I wanted to concentrate on initiation part. That was actually the first part of this purpose. There are actually so many other points actually been mentioned, but we don't have time. But if there is any question regarding the class, please, or any comment,